You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
And then I said, that's not an Androxalion, that's my wife!
You have a horrible sense of humor.
I don't get that whatsoever.
I appreciated it, James.
Listen, James, like when you tell jokes, you don't start at the end of the joke. We don't understand any of the context.
That's a good tip there, Mike. Thanks for that one.
King Kong balls? I thought you said King Kong's balls!
Hey everyone, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Tonight we're going to be playing Dungeon World. This is the Nettle Crusades. Season 2.
Ooh. I have a new haircut. That's how you can tell the season's a
Did any
fat.
Of you guys, did any of your characters get fat or grow a gritty mustache or...
Ooh, no, I have a beard.
Alright.
Oh no, I'm an elf. I probably don't grow facial hair, never mind.
I've kept myself.
I still have a thin body, Brenton, but my hair is neat too. Now.
Brenton got buff.
I adopted a little boy who just says funny, smart, alley things.
But then you're a bear.
Yeah, I
run.
Feel.
Damn it!
I feel like as a devout follower of Arachnus, he sort of has to keep a certain.
Okay, so it's part of the Arachnus. Yeah.
He has to be bald and clean shaven.
I am now being played by Ted McGinley.
Derek's been recast during the break.
You still doing the Batman voice?
Absolutely, everyone loves that. I have to stick with it.
All right, so why don't you guys go ahead and reintroduce your characters, read your looks, because it's been a couple of weeks for everybody.
I'm now being played by Dick York, by Dick Sargent.
So, Meyer, why don't you start?
All right. I will be playing Pendril, the elven bard.
Bard.
Who has knowing eyes. He knows what happens in orc sex dungeons.
It's like when we looked at each other, we just know we're about to kiss, but we don't.
Yeah, that's every day.
How do you know you're about to kiss if you don't?
But we do kiss. That's because whenever we look at each other, we do kiss.
Yeah.
That's, we know it's
that's why we avoid eye contact.
Yeah.
It's very awkward.
I have a fancy
clothes. I wonder if they're sitting on
fancy hair. And, you know, I think I'm going to change my clothes to now fine clothes. I'm poor clothes. I am the mother. I'm now nobility. Well, maybe.
Almost.
Kind of. So I don't have poor clothes. I have nice, fine, ostentatious clothes and a thin body. And that's what Pendril looks like. I'm changing my clothes. I'm poor because I used to be a sex slave and now I have fine clothes.
And now I've gone mainstream.
All right. I am Alex and I am playing Taros, the elven druid. He has wise eyes and long braided hair, like platinum blonde elvish hair, but he wears practical leathers. He is an elf of the woods, and he lives in the forest and communes with spirits and can turn into fire and fill your lungs and then explode out from inside of you.
Who wouldn't want that?
Me?
Yeah. Fine, whatever.
Taros and Avon do it all the time.
Bust kill, whatever.
It's asphyxiation play. I go in his lungs with his air, and then just slowly leak out.
It's amazing. Wow. You haven't experienced life until you've experienced that.
I don't want to do that.
Well, you're missing out.
I mean, once you're in his lungs, you can really turn into anything.
Well, I mean, once I'm in his lungs, I have to turn back to elf form before I can turn into other things.
Mm.
Well, so also, that you wouldn't probably, end well for him.
You'd probably want to do that before you dispersed into his blood, too.
What if you turn to...
Well, no, I can hold myself together.
What if you turn to a sperm and then went to an egg? Would you just, like...
I can't turn into a sperm.
Wouldn't you know?
Wouldn't that
I know
kill
what I can
him?
Turn into.
You don't know.
If you went into his lungs and held yourself together, then you'd be filling his lungs, so he wouldn't be able to really fill his lungs up with anything else.
Yeah.
So then you wouldn't get dispersed into his bloodstream, so he'd be breathing... But there wouldn't be any air.
He'd asphyxiate.
Right.
Yeah.
With the lungs full of air.
And then you would explode out of him.
He once turned into helium. That was the weirdest it has ever sounded.
His brain just wouldn't
you know
get I any think, oxygen, I think even though
none of his body.
I think tomorrow I'm going to go fill up one of the balloons, and then I'm just going to come to your office and talk as Avon after I inhaled helium.
Like classroom?
Yeah. I'm going to see how that sounds.
On that note, hi, Derek here, playing Boars, the human ranger. Brother of Brinton, the sharp-eyed, sharp-bodied lupine ranger.
Flabby body.
With his animal companion, a very dim-witted bear named Wolf.
Boars. I got stuck again.
Boars, I'm stuck.
And he a Batman voice.
Hello, everybody. I am James. I am playing Avon, the crazy-eyed... well, his hair's not so wild anymore. Now he keeps it kind of neat since he has to be around people. But his robes aren't as worn. I mean, he's got newer ones, but he spends most of his time in the woods, so it's not like those things stay neat. And he's still sickly thin because he really just doesn't eat that much because, let's face it, he's kind of lost sense and touch of social norms. So he's set on his own schedule. But now that he has companions, he's trying to at least look better. But that crazy in the eyes, it just doesn't go away.
All right. I am Ed, and I will be playing Brinton the Bald.
Is he bald?
Yes.
Bald!
Bald with a flabby body, and I just had this idea, Ryan. You said that we could do a painful flashback for...
Yes, we'll get to that. Right. We'll get to that later.
We haven't even started the game yet.
He has one sharp eye.
Are you going Colonel Ty on us?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brinton now has an eye patch.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And of course, it's embroidered with a spider.
All right.
Plucked it right out and showed it to me. Like a hard-boiled egg.
I'm sure our listeners appreciate all four of us saying that line
at once. Yeah,
at once, but slightly off.
Saltai and a hair character. That is.
We were doing Michael Hogan impressions from Battlestar Galactica.
That's my dad.
Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. It didn't have Lauren
10-year anniversary.
I don't really know what that show's all about.
For our listeners, Michael Hogan looks just like my dad.
It's not really your dad looks like Michael Hogan.
Yeah, I guess he's older than my dad.
Alright. So, I'm gonna leave all the stuff that we decided off mic in the wind and let the listeners figure it out on their own.
You son of a bitch!
What about Susan?
You guys can introduce Susan whenever you want to.
Son of a...
No, Avon is now Avon the lightly darker gray as opposed to the Avon the gray he was before.
All right, so we start off...
Avon the hair club for men?
We start off with a title card. 8 months later.
What is the title card on top of?
Just the black background.
Oh, just black? It's not
just
like,
black.
Oh, no, okay.
It's not like, I thought it would be over, like, you know...
Can it be over, like, a slow pan over nettle?
Sure.
Okay.
It starts out with me getting chased out of the village.
The camera pans over to the manor house, the Nettle Manor House.
Yeah.
All of the stolen property and random junk that was piled up outside has been taken away. We zoom into one of the windows of the Great Hall. Inside, there is a huge crowd of people, probably a couple of hundred crammed into the small space. All of the tapestries and the fine furniture and the paintings that used to line the walls of this space have been stripped away. It's now a Spartan kind of a blank area with rows upon rows of wooden benches where the crowd sits. Mm-hmm. And on the dais where Lord Edwardson's throne used to be, where he would receive peasants, there's now a long table with six empty chairs on it. The crowd is anxious. You can hear people whispering and talking in hushed conversations. It seems like the crowd is on the precipice of violence almost. Someone comes out of the door behind where Lord Edwardson's throne used to sit. It is a well-known NPC. Who is it?
It's me.
No. My mom.
Sistrunel.
Yeah. Sistrunel. Okay. Sistrunel walks out, takes the center seat at the long table, and wraps her gavel for order.
And I get shot in the heart.
Five other people also come out through the doorway and take the remaining seats. The crowd, a hush comes over the crowd. Sistrunel looks out and says, "We have reached a decision. Will the accused stand forward?"
Uh-oh.
Which one of you steps forward?
It's me.
It's Avon. Okay, so Avon stands. He's in irons.
The hell did he do?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
I just volunteered because Avon's the type that's trying to do better but always gets in trouble even though.
Avon, you have been accused of crimes against the revolution, counter-revolutionary activity, collusion with nobles.
Oh, Mom.
They were just
you're the one who picked your mother.
Mom.
They were just asking directions. You would just tell them how to get out
Damn
of here.
It, Mom.
You also profaned the name of the goddess Harmonia.
I did no such thing.
The crowd gasps at this. And there are several. Kill him! Kill him right here! Kill him right now!
I was just stating that there's a possibility she might not exist. I mean,
at that, Avon, there is a tremendous boo as the crowd starts flying into a frenzy, and Sistrunel bangs her gavel. We will have order. We will have order.
Hey, listen, I don't speak. I'm your lawyer, okay? Let me do the talking for you, okay?
All right, so Pendrell is obviously standing next to Avon.
As my defender.
Stop talking.
Sorry. It's okay. I just bowed my head.
Listen, Your Honor, years of isolation in the wilderness has driven my client insane. His ramblings makes no sense. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I also did.
Two plus two equals purple.
I just said that this dinner was good enough for Jehovah.
Yes, don't mind me. I just don't think before I speak. I just say things.
That may be Pendrell, but the committee has reached its decision.
Oh, God.
Avon, do you have anything to say on your own behalf before your sentence is pronounced?
Yes, I have a few things to say. I did help start the revolution. Just saying, I was there. I did incinerate a few people.
Well,
now by saying this, are you trying to curry favor with anyone? Or are you just, you know?
I'm just trying to. I did help bring this to what it was, and I just innocently ramble stupid things.
Okay.
So you're
not trying to trigger a move, like you're not bargaining, you're just...
I'm just pointing out the fact that I did help start the revolution.
Okay.
I was
one
of the founding...
Start the fire.
No, we did start this fire.
You did.
I started many fires.
Once again,
the crowd roars in anger, and several rotten vegetables and other items of refuse are tossed in your direction.
Why would you let this go to waste? Why did you eat it when it was good?
Sistrunel bangs her gavel once again. And she says, "Avon, on behalf of the People's Committee of Free Nettle and the goddess Harmonia, I hereby sentence you to..."
At that point, the doors in the back of the hall open to reveal Boars.
Okay.
Now he shows up.
Boris, what do you do?
The doors open with a very audible clang. Boris says, "You do not host these proceedings. Death hosts these proceedings."
Oh gosh, this is not even making this up better at all. What do you do?
The crowd goes eerily silent and visibly withdraws from.
Do you have Wolf with you?
Of course.
Okay. It's probably slightly more the bear than the man.
What is Wolf doing? Is he snarling or?
Yeah. Well, he's not. He's just kind of standing there looking around.
I bet you he was Boris, snarling, but he's got something Boris? Stuck
Boris,
in his mouth.
Boris, yeah. There's a lot of people here, Boris.
Are you Boris?
I think we thought this out very well.
Getting kind of scared here, Boris.
I have social anxiety.
you say we're just going to come say hello? What is this all about?
But yes, the crowd...
I plans. What are we doing here?
Boris, the crowd withdraws from you. A hush goes through the crowd. And Sistrinel looks at you and she bangs her gavel. We will have order in these proceedings.
This is a kangaroo court. Kangaroo court.
Now, how do members of the revolution address themselves? Address others? Is it citizen? Is it friend? Is it
brother and sister? If it's all under one mother.
Yeah. Okay, so they're brother and sister. Yeah. So, Brother Boars, what reason have you to interrupt these proceedings?
There is more at hand here. In the inner workings.
Can you speak up? We can't hear. We can't hear.
Of one raving, though. Exactly. The troubles of this land are deeper than one man's inability to keep his mouth shut.
I got nothing.
All right.
Shut up.
So if you're pleading for Avon's life,
okay.
Boris, make me parlay.
Parlay.
So that's what
seriously
you say.
Can't hear parlay without thinking of freaking black hole.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, can we add more bonds?
Oh, I totally forgot about the bonds.
What?
It's been 8 months.
Yeah, that's actually part of the special move that I wrote, and I'll explain that after the scene.
All right, never mind then. I'll leave it.
So I rolled the 2d6, right?
Yep, you roll 2d6 and you add your charisma modifier.
Okay, so 7. Sorry, one second. Okay, I rolled a 7.
So you fail.
No, that's a success.
Oh,
it's a success. It's a qualified success.
Yeah, it's qualified success. But considering the circumstances, that's perfectly fine.
All right, so Sistrinel looks at you and says, Avon has been accused. The crimes of which Avon has been accused are severe. He profaned the name of the holiest goddess of all. He is accused of colluding with nobles and engaging in counter-revolutionary activities.
Oh, that's not good.
I've done no such thing.
From the shadow in the back. From a shadow in the back.
None of us were. This is fantastic.
No, this is exactly what I wanted.
From a shadowy corner in the back, you hear. Come, Avon. Don't try to defend yourself. We all know that you are nothing but a traitor.
What?
And as you see the very shadowy image of Brinton. He's sort of profiled from the right, and his left side is in complete darkness. Yes. Unfortunately, I think that there is no alternative but to punish you in the severest fashion. But my brother, and I speak in biological terms, is correct. Since the wonderful liberation of this fine town, there have been many, shall we say, tragedies, and many of us have had to make sacrifices. And at this point, Brinton steps forward, and you see that his left eye is missing, and
And it's covered in an eye patch, a gold and sapphire eye patch embroidered with the mark of Harmonia. Some of us more than others. But the point remains that these are dark times, and even the accused have their uses. My brother's, my brother is right. Let us put this useless wreck to use and point him towards our foes, outside of Nettle, where he surely will die. Instead of putting him to death and just wasting what could be a very, very valuable asset.
And the Dryads, we have a thing with the Triads, and he does wear the necklace.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, what would the Dryads think if we killed, you know, our symbol of our loyalty to them?
I did put my life up to protect this village.
But if he dies, trying to get rid of the blight on this land, well, the Dryads can't very well get mad at us, can they?
The committee and I, Sistrinel says, have discussed Avon's case. We were about to sentence him to extraplanetary banishment.
Oh, God. Not that again.
Well, he certainly wouldn't be able to take care of any blights in Discordium, would he?
Certainly not. You are in good standing with the Revolution, Brother Brenton.
I live to serve. Hail to Harmonia.
Hail to Harmonia.
That's what people say.
If you are willing to take responsibility for...
Wolf belches.
Hail Harmonia. The crowd has just fallen completely silent, and when the bear burps, someone screams. If you can guarantee that he will not turn his powers of destruction against the Revolution once again, we will release him into your custody.
I vow to you, Sister Sistrinel, his bidding shall be his actions shall be guided by my hand.
I would just like to point out that I killed more nobles than most of you in this room combined.
Silence!
Just saying.
Once again, there is an eruption of anger from the crowd, and at this turn of events, Sistrinel begins banging her gavel furiously. But I think at this point, the crowd has gotten out of control. So people are going to start to surge forward around you, Boars. And Pendril, you and Avon are going to bear the brunt of this.
Well, Avon's going to go invisible and sneak out.
I was gonna ask Alex, since you haven't entered into this yet, what precautions have the People's Free Committee of Nettle taken to restrain the wizard so that he can't act?
To restrain the wizard. He shackles. He would probably be.
Yes, you are. You are in irons. I'll remind you of that.
It's Avon. Chinese finger cuffs. That's all you need.
Maybe they're like.
I can't get out of here.
Maybe a cleric of Harmonia blessed them.
Okay.
Or something so that.
So Avon, any magical effects you do, take -1 forward until you. Find a way to remove the irons that you're in. You're clamped. I'm going to say maybe not leg irons, but definitely manacles.
Yeah.
So the crowd is surging forward.
They look like they...
Some leg irons, so can't run away.
They look like they want to do violence to Avon.
So,
and you're like right there with him.
All right, so now Taros is going to make his entrance. That's, so the tiny little sparrow that was sitting on the windowsill, right next to the window that was slightly ajar.
Okay.
That no one noticed. Just chirps and flutters down.
And right in about when it's about 5 feet off the ground, there's just a. I don't even remember. There's just a sound and a color. And
oh wait, hold on. Sorry. There's a level 3 cleric spell hold person. That would make James not be able to leave the presence or act except to speak until he takes damage or the spell is dropped.
Okay, so yeah, there's a cleric of Harmonia that has cast that on you.
Ass.
So now, so the bird drops down. It just turns it to Taros, and then I'm going to roll my shapeshifting again to just turn into a giant gout of fire and just block.
Okay,
off.
So let's go around the table now. The crowd is surging forward. Bors, you and Wolf they don't look like they mean to attack you, but everybody's trying to get a piece of Avon's ass. Avon, you and Pendril are going to bear.
Who isn't?
I'm about to say is the cleric that has a hold on me. He has to be kind of close by, right, to keep an eye on things?
Yes.
So I'm going to go stomp on his foot to cause a little bit of damage so that I can...
You can't do anything except speak.
Oh, damn.
All right, so the cleric's
if
name...
you take damage, you are able to move.
Okay.
The cleric's name is Jackat.
That's a jackass.
No. Don't do that.
He glares at you.
Is he on the list?
No.
Oh.
You can add him to the list.
I'm gonna.
Cleric of Harmonia. So, Avon, you are trapped, and you can't take any physical actions, but you can try to bargain, you can... If you've got any kind of spells that do, like, telepathic commands, you could try that out.
I don't have any of those yet. I was going to get telepathy next, on my next level up.
I mean, basically what's happening here is the committee was about to release you into Brinton's custody, but the crowd was calling for your head, and they are going to take matters into their own hands. So,
street justice.
Street justice.
I do have mirror image. Considering I can only speak, could I just...
You incant and
yes,
and roll?
And instead of me being the one that's attacked, it's mirror image
right.
of me being...
All right, so roll that. Remember, you have minus one forward because of the manacles.
And casting spells with intelligence.
So the crowd surges forward. Avon begins to incant.
I got 9.
9, all right. So that means you get to choose. The spell misses. The spell creates a warp in the fabric of reality, and you get minus one forward every time you try to cast it from now on until you repair spells again, or you forget it.
I think I'll take the disturb the fabric.
Okay. So the air around Avon twists and warps in a very strange way, and a mirror image of Avon appears a few feet away from Avon and Pendril. That's going to take care of Avon. Pendril, what do you do?
I'm going to start singing a song about the mother and how she's loving and everything, and she will never want to punch me in the face whatsoever. That's the last thing that they should do.
Please don't punch me.
Okay. No, so you're going to start a musical performance thing. Then.
Yeah.
I bet. I read that mirror image. It's when I'm attacked, I roll a d6. If it's a 4, 5, or 6, the illusion hits. The attack hits the illusion instead of me.
Okay.
So it's not like something I cast. It's just.
So what effect is your performance going to have?
Calming the crowd.
Maybe.
They aim all of their fruit that they're going to throw at you instead of...
I don't know.
Can't believe they let the fruit spoil. I mean, seriously. This would have been good 2 days ago.
I mean, I do have metal... I can't do anything like soothing thing. There's nothing I can do, but so I can do a metal hurlant, which can of great force and shatters, and also like kind of like kind of blasts the sound of so blacks the crowd up.
Okay, so you have a lute, right?
I have a mandolin.
A mandolin. Okay, so you strike a powerful chord on your mandolin. What do you roll for that? Plus charisma.
It's.
I think it's charisma.
Roll. You want to shout? Choose a and roll con, plus con.
Okay. So I will let you target the crowd as a single entity because they are just it's people packed shoulder to shoulder.
All right.
Damn!
Nice.
There you go.
All right. So
clutch.
You strike a chord. And the crowd is just knocked back.
The mother that is a power chord. Face.
Can I try to? After he strikes his chord, I would like to step in front of Avon. And
by the way, so a 10 plus, they also take the death for this. A few minutes.
Okay, so yeah, the crowd is.
That is a hell of a chord.
Well, then never mind.
That's what it says.
Get the feedback.
If this were a movie, the soundtrack.
Like jamming the way
If this were a movie, the soundtrack would just cut out to mic feedback as everybody.
It doesn't have to. Maybe just like a second, like out, and then you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then as soon as sort of it fades, I'm going to step forward and.
In the name of the mother, stop this nonsense. Your ladyship has spoken the words of Harmonia herself, and you dare defy them. I command you all to return to your homes and release this sinner into my custody.
All right, are you parlaying with them? All right, so make the roll.
Nine.
It's a successful roll.
Yeah.
All right. Pendril has distracted the crowd enough. He. You know, snapped them out of their bloodlust.
I'm essentially trying to shame.
Right. Your words have started to penetrate. You've almost got them. You know, they're willing to. You know, let's not fuck with the evil with the maybe evil wizard, who's friends with the crowd deafening. Bard and the exploding fire guy.
Slash lawyer.
Well, no, I haven't exploded in fire yet.
That's right.
So the crowd, is the crowd done?
The crowd is, you can tell that they're on the verge of being diffused. Like,
in that case, I'm going to retcon my move. Taros. Okay. Taros has removed himself from much of this whole revolution situation.
Yeah.
And so he was watching though. And so he started flying down, but then when he saw everyone else was taking care of it, he just kind of flew back up onto a rafter and is watching in case he's needed. But like if it's not defused by next round, I'll jump in and explode.
Okay. Boris, you get a move.
My move is just, I'm standing stoically, Wolf, though we established is a bit of a dork, does have two distinct jobs, and it is to defend boars and attack monsters.
Yeah.
So as soon as the crowd starts to approach, Wolf puts himself between boars and the crowd.
That's what I was gonna say. Wolf is probably
hair up on end, shoulders hunched. Yeah. Like come get some.
So I'm going to say that the crowd is going to try to get one shot off on Avon.
Because there's somebody who's going
to
do it.
Yeah, somebody is going to try to... Someone's going to be that asshole. It's a mob. So, Avon, make your...
Hey, you said, that guy's got a bear. Let's punch him.
All right.
Can we say that Harmonia is a new
guy? I'm going to punch the bear. That's for sure.
They created her?
Or not... Maybe they didn't create her, but like... We'll leave that vague for now, but she's a new god. She's not from the Pantheon. Like,
okay, she's not from the...
There aren't any ancient texts about her. There's right. just recent texts about her.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfectly doable. Okay, so Avon, how'd you do?
Yeah, five.
You got a five. So the Somebody throws a bottle at Avon, and it hits the illusion instead. The illusion staggers, and then breaks and fades away into nothing. What do you guys do now? Like I said, the crowd is almost on the verge of giving up, but somebody just did something, and if you're not careful, it's going to snowball into, you know, they're going to drag you all out and throw you in the portal.
I'm going to step forward, and I'm going to grab him by the ear.
Spells!
They attacked me! It's a defense reflex!
I am going...
He's meddling with the arcane arts! Throw him in the portal!
I'm going to backhand him.
Okay.
Wait, what did I miss?
Someone, like, threw something...
Oh, and it hit his double.
Yeah, and so people are like, wait a second!
So I'm going to backhand him and then turn to the crowd.
I beg you, clear this court and leave this sinner to me!
Sistrinel bangs her gavel and says, the people will disperse. Justice has been served.
Does anyone listen to her?
They are still on edge. They're, you know, like I said, something else has to... You guys have to do something.
All right, so Taros is going to drop down. and no, he's not going to burst into flame, so... Taros takes
a sparrow.
A little sparrow drops, flies off the ledge, and then turns into Taros in midair as he falls. And before he hits the ground, this is like the Great Hall, so I'm assuming he has like a high ceiling.
Yeah.
So like when he's still like 15 feet up, he turns into Taros, and then he turns into wind and just lands and.
I scream and dodge out of the way.
I don't think that's going to help.
Is it Taros?
Better than turning into a giant gout of flame.
I'm going to suggest that we try to defuse the situation rather than create more chaos.
Yeah.
You know what popped in my head? Princess Bride. Everybody boom!
I'm kind of picturing it's going to startle everyone.
I'm just going to summon two guards and start leaving the hall with...
Do it your way.
Gods!
Taros, make me parlay, I guess.
Oh, alright.
Since you're trying to, you know, spook everybody into leaving, so that's going to be a charismatic effect.
I was...
Five. Not spook.
All right. Yeah, you...
I was spooked, though.
I guess you're doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to do that, or... Because...
Well, so Ed's just going to make him leave? Just going
to
leave?
Ed's going to try to get some guards and try to get
out.
I'm going to say that's going to open up... that's going to open up all three of you to one attack from the crowd. Because, you know, as you have to get through... to get through everybody to get out of the Great Hall.
I'm going to start fiddling with it. Don't you do it. I'll do it again.
In that case, Taros will continue to watch.
All right, so I'm going to try to drag him out, I guess. Can I use Defy Danger?
Yeah, you can Defy Danger.
Maybe...
You say, what do you do physically?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm going to just, like, use my mental fortitude to, like, sort of ignore everybody.
All right, you're just going to be, you know, like, blank and stoic and...
just like, this is in the name of Harmonia.
Right.
And I'm just going to drag him out and, like, call the guards over.
I'm just going to stay between them between them and then just, you know, as I said, play the note, like you know, playing one of them.
That's 13, boss.
Okay, I'm going to say you managed to, you know, nobody's going to fuck with Brinton the Ball because he has some mad spider knowledge.
Maybe I've been put in charge of the temple of...
You have also demonstrated your loyalty to the revolution. Sacrificed.
I'll just come out with it now. This is all an act.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I totally bought that.
Well timed.
This is all an act. So he's
He still worships Arrakis, but he's claiming...
Oh, so he's claiming that he's a convert to Harmonia?
Well, I guess this will come out, but he doesn't...
Why are you telling it now?
Okay, I won't tell it then.
Well, yeah, let's...
why is it this great game going? The thing is coming out as it happens, okay. And you are giving all this
preparation. So, yeah, I'll just... I'm the you know, a powerful cleric
poor
of Harmonia.
Poor Taros has made the same action three times.
You know, I speak for Harmonia, right. And...
Alright, yeah, so you're...
stuff, it's wiggy.
You are just, you know, give no fucks.
Taros left town.
We're going to the door.
You
get to avoid the attack.
No, I don't
Avon, your spell has dissipated.
Well, I have.
Well, I was gonna keep
we've
it
shot
up.
Some pipe.
I mean, it just it's.
Free wolf from a
tree. It doesn't really say anything about keeping it in play. It just says if I'm attacked, if I roll 4, 5, or 6, it hits a double instead of me.
Okay, so your double is still Taros, keeping step with you.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's gonna have to defend him. That's
what I'm
different.
Saying, but I was
Meyer. Okay, so Meyer, you roll your defend action then.
Defend it.
That's on the basic moves.
Alright.
You roll plus con.
Damn it.
I'm sure I've done this mirror image move to my friends a lot within these 8 months, so they know which one's the real me.
7.
Okay, so you get, one hold.
Okay.
So long as you stand to defense, when the thing you defend is attacked, you may spend one hold, one for one, to choose an option. All
right.
So the crowd is going to surge forward and try to get a
That's
piece
a bit
of Avon. How? What are you going to spend? You can redirect the damage. You can have the attack's effect.
I saw what you rolled, Ryan.
Yeah.
Defend.
I'm not telling him until he picks.
Yeah.
You fail.
Good day, sir.
Whatever you do, you fail.
Brian burped on me.
I'm just gonna deal. Who is it? Who's trying to hurt?
It's the crowd. The crowd.
I'm gonna
people
deal damage to the attacker equal to my levels.
All right, you have a knife or? I think you had a foil, maybe.
Well, that means James is still gonna get attacked, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then.
You'd have to redirect if you want to avoid it,
You can
redirect myself.
Okay, so you're taking you. Pendril throws himself in front of Avon, and catches a punch from somebody in the crowd. Pendril,
say,
you take
just,
one damage.
I'm about to say redirect it into the crowd.
Oh no, you have to take you have to either take it yourself or have it.
You know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to look at a person, and baby eyes.
with the pouty lip.
You're in the middle of an angry mob, so the person, you should burn for your traitorous actions. Harmonia will see justice done.
As Psalm 40, thou shalt not hit unless you be hit yourself.
It's Psalm 42.
He doesn't even know the Psalms.
He doesn't even know the 576 Psalms.
He doesn't even know the scriptures. Rip his head off.
No, not hit.
You look back and Pendril, you look back and you see your mother worried, you know, her face is just her mask of calm breaks and you see worry on her face as guards hurry her and the rest of the People's Free Committee of Nettle out of the room.
Okay.
At this point the guards manage to usher you guys out of the room. Bors, are you going with them?
I turn around and just walk out. As Wolf backs out.
Okay.
You follow the path that he
missed.
Wolf doesn't turn around. He actually literally just starts backing out.
Yeah, exactly.
The guards are basically shoving people aside, you know, making a corridor for you guys to pass. Jacket, not to be outdone, has taken step with you, Brenton and Avon, and is walking out of the hall. Pendril, you take a moment to get punched and babyface at that guy.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Or it could be could have been a woman.
What, you punch like a woman.
Did you say Psalm 42?
No, Psalm 40.
Oh, Psalm 40. Right, okay, that is thou shalt not leave the toilet seat up. So I just make sure.
No, Psalm 42.
And
thou shalt not leave the privy seat up.
Oh, privy, right.
And a sparrow in the rafters of the great hall is
just
watching.
Watches it all happen.
Is just impassively watching with extremely judgmental sparrow eyes all of the human nonsense.
Watching
happening.
His blood brother get beat up.
Breath fogging in the air with each little sparrow exhale.
I don't know how the listeners visualize that, but that was a kick-ass scene, I have to just say.
can we retcon a little bit that as the camera pans up, like Taros has just been absent for this entire thing,
uh-huh.
So they're being like everyone's being shut is being let out, and the camera just pans up to the rafters,
and
you see the little sparrow with Taros's tail with the fogging breath in the
uh-huh.
air. So he was there the whole time.
He was there the whole time watching and waiting.
His head.
The sparrow shakes its head. And
I don't know what a sparrow sigh sounds like, but that's the sound it makes.
And flutters off.
Maybe the camera pans up and you see the sparrow, and then it like pans past a beam, and as it pans around the beam, it's Taros.
It's Taros just like
sitting on the
punched on the roof.
There's a terrible
No. Taros has his tail. Every druid has
his
tail.
There's
a thing that you can always distinct. So the breath fogging in the air.
The sparrows don't
normally have their breath fog in the air.
Correct.
Unless it's cold.
All right. So now that we had that cold open, the doors of the great hall slam shut.
The new theme song plays.
Yeah. The
everybody hates.
Grittier, revised Nettle Crusade.
It's got more electric guitar.
And one power ballad.
Yeah. More power chords.
Yeah.
Also, it says the population is increased or decreased depending on deaths or births as of it. Another Battlestar reference.
Yep.
So, where do you guys take Avon to keep him safe from the bloodthirsty mob?
My cloisters in the temple.
Okay,
brothers, please escort us safely to the to my cloister.
I seriously don't know what they're all bent out of shape about.
You will be silent.
The guards raise their spears. Hail Harmonia!
Hail Harmonia!
And begin to walk with
Hail
you.
Hail Harmonica!
Jokat is there with you. He says, "Brother Brinton, your words were quite inspiring. Do you really think that you can reform this scoundrel?"
Of course he can, Jackass.
I said silent. Yes, well, even the very stupidest among us. The most vile can be reformed in the name of Harmonia. You don't doubt that in Harmonia all is possible, do you, Brother Jacket?
Not at all, Brother Brinton.
I would hate to think that you were questioning whether Harmonia could convert a lowly soul such as this.
Through her wisdom and forgiveness, all things are possible.
Perhaps for your questioning mind, some penance is in order.
Oh, by all means, I can have the flail ready in moments.
Well, I should see.
I got the flail warmed up in the back.
I suggest
hey,
you get started.
Penance? We can do some penance.
I suggest you get started, or Harmonia will be most pleased with your
Don't ask where the penance came from.
With your disloyalty.
Oh, penance for me. I thought you meant penance for him. Yes, I suppose I should. Doubt is the most grievous of sins, and he walks off muttering.
Bye, Jacket.
Brothers, you are dismissed as well.
The guards escort you to the Temple of Nettle. It was originally sort of...
It was an omni...
Yeah, it was an omni-faith, sort of an interfaith, pantheon-wide.
Ooh, I have an idea.
Ooh.
When the orcs were
while you were upstairs, we decided that Harmonia is a new god.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say Harmonious was the only shrine that wasn't destroyed by the orcs, which is why people took it as a sign. But never mind.
I do like that idea.
You could.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 8 months. I mean, it's.
Yeah, that was my thinking. When they finally cleared the orcs out, Harmonious was the only surviving.
Nobody has heard of Harmonious.
Right. She was a minor goddess. And they realized that she was a goddess of the peasants, a goddess of the hearth, a mother goddess.
Yeah, that's good.
So they took up arms in her name and kept the revolution going.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. The guards escort you into the temple. All of the other shrines are still destroyed, profaned by the presence of the orcs months ago. But Harmonious stands undisturbed.
Where's the text?
The four of you.
I'm gonna open the window.
Huge.
The four of you are alone. I don't know how long has it been since you've spoken to each other.
As we're talking, I'm gonna as the conversation's going on, I'm gonna go over.
You came. Yeah, you followed after.
I got punched in the face.
Right, and then you stumbled through the doorway.
Punched. I was punched in the face.
As this conversation is happening, I'm going to walk over and just open the wooden window.
So now we're alone now.
Sparrow lands.
Yeah, you're alone.
Yeah. This is my money maker.
What?
How high up is the window?
Well, if he's able to open it, it's probably not too high.
No, I mean off the ground.
Listen. Well,
like, is it a tower or is it a second floor?
I don't know. I
figured the temple was just kind of like one.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a ground floor.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to say the temple is one of the few stone structures mm-hmm. in town. There's a window with some leaded colored glass, stained glass.
So I'll just open it. So for no reason.
For no reason.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, no, you follow them to the temple.
Well, I thought I cut his mouth off.
What do you do with Wolf, Boris? Does Wolf come into the temple with you?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to say that there are guards flanking the entrance of the temple because the mob is still afoot, and Wolf just sort of plops between them and scratches himself.
I couldn't help. You saw how difficult. He doesn't shut up. I had one job. I said, let the meats do all the talking, and you didn't do it!
You almost got yourself,
That was some bad acting in there, Brinton. I mean, seriously, I almost thought you hated me for a second.
Yes, so did I.
Now.
Only for a second, huh?
A sparrow lands on the windowsill.
I mean, you said some really mean things.
Now that Taros is here.
What are you talking about?
My blood brother's here? He came to see my hearing?
Yes.
Well, you're sentencing.
My sentencing?
Yeah, I flutter down and turn back into Taros.
Ah!
Why are you still surprised by that?
It's very surprising.
Gene!
You're his Gene Parmesan.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually a bird. I was just wearing a Parmesan.
That's not...
But I'm really... Taros!
I seriously don't know what they're all bent out of shape about. I didn't help any
I
nobles.
Understand that, but... Obviously there's something going on here.
Yeah, somebody's got it out for me. Probably the tavern owner. He's probably still mad.
He does only have half a soul because of reasons.
I don't expect because you all reasons. To warm to Harmonia quite... Like I am pretending to.
Of course I've been.
Listen, I'm a man.
But it would behoove all of us to stay under the radar in order to figure out what is going on here.
It's easy. Likeable, to be
we pushed the boulder down the hill and it's not stopped rolling.
Yes. Your penchant for violence and civilization is quite surprising.
Well, let's see, outside of trials, I'm very likable. People love my songs.
Yes.
You're no longer safe here, Avon.
No. I did my best to protect this village. All I wanted them is to accept me again, but...
Come with me.
Well, that's going to be part of that song, how he failed.
I thought you were writing my ballad.
No, I'm writing a ballad I know. I've heard.
Oh, you know. Oh, right, right.
He has a ballad of you, but he was writing a ballad of me of my redemption, which isn't obviously working.
I sang songs of you. I just didn't know.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I can't go back to my home in the woods because of reasons.
You can come to mine.
I think he's right.
It's a good idea. You should go to his.
Taros has gotten a little darker.
And I shall accompany you.
What about our house? What about Susan?
Well, I very well can't let the infidel travel without his protector.
Oh, okay.
Why? I'll fly him out.
Because they'll see that he's gone and I'm still here.
Well, then we can't very well hide him in the woods.
Well, we can.
Him and I are going on a long journey. I told them as such. We're going to go rid the land of whatever blights there are.
Susan's going to be upset that she...
We're going on a holy crusade in the name of Harmonia, my brother.
I don't even know where this harmonica came from.
That's what I intend to find out.
I gotta leave my mommy again? I like what's worse.
You don't have to come. I understand if you don't want to.
The blights of the ogres.
Mm. As for the two of you... You seem very safe here for the moment.
Yeah.
There's no reason to further endanger yourselves.
Okay.
Be careful of your mother, Pendra. She is not herself.
But no, she's okay.
That woman upon the dais was not the woman who we rescued 8 months past.
Well, listen. Sometimes elves won't live a very long time. We change over the years. Sometimes you change back.
I know.
Oh yeah, if we keep forgetting.
Let me tell you about elves, all right?
My friend, something of this reeks of...
Oh man.
Of just not right. Mm-hmm. This goddess, Harmonia, mm-hmm. as far as I remember, she was a minor goddess. And now suddenly she has found her way into the public eye.
Very strongly, too. I mean, seriously, I just said, you know, she might not exist.
Have you read her books, though? It's very positive. I understand why people like her.
Yes, but...
There's books?
Yeah.
The things that people are doing in her name are out of character.
Well, yes, there's extremists, grant you, but... What religion doesn't have crazy extremists?
I've lived in a library.
I certainly
well,
agree.
Well, except for yours, obviously.
I certainly agree with you, Buddha. But it is my thinking that that some malevolent force has taken control of Harmonia's followers.
I'm going to fast until you die.
Take that.
Mm. All right.
Avon, you're bleeding.
Getting a bit tight.
In the meantime, before our friend loses his head, I suggest we take care of those meat golems. Or the Dracolich, or the skeletons.
We need to find the crown. It's what the wanted.
This thing's getting kind
of
tight.
They wanted us to do all three of those things, if I remember.
We needed to do one to get this off.
Well,
we needed to fetch the Dryad Princess's crown.
Yes. Yeah. We need to get the crown so I can get a kiss from the Dryad.
Yes. Some of us have been very wrapped up in the affairs of Nettle and some things have taken a back turn.
It's been a while since I've seen my mommy.
I will say this. You guys told me you wanted to go after the Dracolich, so that's what I got ready right now. So if you say you want to go after the Ghost King and... get the crown, we're going to have to stop.
Well, I mean, is James about to get beheaded?
They are tightening...
Although, they wanted us to kill the Dracolich too, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what they wanted all three of those things. Okay. Yeah, but they only wanted one thing done before to get this off. This was just a...
Well, no, that is to ensure that you all kept your promise.
Yeah.
As long as we do all three things,
As long as you do all three things... They're getting impatient, you would think, because it's been a long time with no progress.
I can always say hi to the girls again. I mean,
Ryan,
it's been a while since I've seen them.
I'm going to use my orison for guidance to find out which of the three tasks the great god Arachnus wants us to do.
Okay.
Dragon!
Oh.
Dragon, do the dragon.
Oh, great god, so
you
of
have
the
to,
plot.
Do you have to
please
roll
point us in the right direction.
No, I just,
you slip into a trance?
Yeah, I take my hand, and let's say I just hold it onto a flame.
Should I replace mirror imagery with
and I lose a hit point.
Keep my spells as I have them.
As I crackle the skin on my palm.
All right, Brinton. As you
this is
watch,
the one where I usually show up in the web, right?
Yeah. As you watch the skin on your palm begin to burn and crack. You slip into a trance and you find yourself at the center of Arachnus's web.
You know, I keep seeing him do this and it freaks me out every time.
Just for flavor, in the web, instead of wearing the gold and sapphire robes, he's wearing...
You're wearing the robes of Arachnus, order?
Yeah, and his eye patch is embroidered with the symbol of Arachnus rather than the symbol of Harmonia.
Of Harmonia. Okay. The spider god of knowledge himself is not present on his web, but you catch sight of your fellow clerics and monks at the monastery. They have been bound in the spider silk of Arachnus's web. They are all dead and dripping with peppers and beans and chunks of ground beef. There is chili that has stained Arachnus's web. The entire thing seems on the verge of collapse.
My god, got taken down by Mexican food.
hey, Tex-Mex.
Sorry.
And in the darkness beyond everything, you catch sight of, a dragon skull with fiery glowing eyes, and you hear a laughter, and then you snap out of your trance.
We must go after the Draco Lich.
I was hoping you weren't going to say that one, but he said it.
He is...
So Brent and I are living together now.
It seems he's taken control of the chili golems and is using them to profane the temple of Arachnus.
What? I've heard the animals and the spirits speak of these monsters making further excursions into the forest.
I thought I put those ogres on task.
Yes, because
but then you left.
Are so good at following directions.
I am their chieftain.
Yeah. Strange.
Listen. I've never gotten the letter of resignation yet.
Strange, is it not, that the Draco Lich and his followers should desecrate a temple of a god that suddenly has come into disfavor?
Are you suggesting the Draco Lich is somehow tied to this Harmonia?
I would never suggest such a thing without evidence.
Yeah.
Let's go find some, shall we?
Let's go kill an undead dragon.
You know, you say these things, and you make it sound possible. I'm in.
You have no choice, my friend.
I was in regardless. I'm bored here.
they keep trying to kill me.
They keep throwing rotten food at me. I don't
Out
know why they let it spoil.
I am going to use divination.
Divination.
Divination, name a person, place a thing you want to learn about. Your deity grants visions of the target as clear as if you were there. So I want to look at the lair of the Draco Lich.
Okay.
He's jerking it.
You have to roll for it?
Yes. So
All right, so what do you do to go into this trance? What awful act of self-flagellation are you?
I'm going to turn around. Teros, I suggest you
leave the way you came in.
I know how to get about town.
He does these things all the time.
The two of you are welcome to stay the night. And I'm going to walk over and ring the bell for the guards.
Do I have to roll to turn into a bird and fly away?
It's not really dramatic. All right, so.
I'll go home. I'll make dinner. I'll make sure dinner's ready when you come back.
Make sure it's dinner for three.
I turn to walk away and I say, I find these walls too constricting. I'll see you come morning.
What? You know, I'm going to make dinner. You don't want to come? It's going to be delicious. You can meet Susan. She's a delight.
Perhaps.
And when the guards come in, please take our brother in training to the Dungeon of Harmonia at the base of the temple.
Wait, what? I thought I was going to come over to eat.
You're a prisoner, man.
No.
You will await me in the dungeon in your manacles. Until I summon you for our adventure tomorrow morning.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. At least can I get a book or two to read? Harmonica related?
Very well. The word of Harmonia.
I
suggest you brush up on it.
Okay.
One of the guards smirks at that.
I tell you, the beginning is really exciting, and the end really exciting. The middle kind of gets
very exciting.
I'm all enthused and ecstatic.
Very well.
My
very
head
well,
is standing on end from all the static.
Brother Brinton, we shall bring him. We shall bring him to the dungeon in the Temple of Harmonia. But I would advise caution. The mob is still about, and they are still calling for his head.
Well then,
why do they want my head?
You best keep them out of the temple.
I know a really good sculptor.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Hail Harmonia.
And, put a gag in his mouth.
Wait, what?
Yeah, one of the guards takes a rag out.
Damn, I should have
with pleasure
him.
And
it tastes like soap.
Ties your mouth up in a gag.
That would have made the trial easier. Gagging.
Yes, you should have. Now, this will be unpleasant, so perhaps you should get to dinner.
Yeah, sure. I'll make some dinner.
I'm gonna go into my room, close the door.
He does this like weekly.
Oh, I've left.
I'm gone.
Fuck your civilization shit, man.
Boris and Taros disappear into the woods.
Aw, you don't want to eat dinner with us?
No, I don't eat.
I'm gonna do the...
Let's do Ed's thing and then...
Okay. Oh.
I got 9.
Well, let's guess what? Pendril totally thinks you guys are coming, so he's gonna make a big dinner.
Brinton, what happens when you get a 7 to 9?
I can either forget the spell, take -1, or it misses. I'll take a -1 because I'm going to commune anyway.
Okay.
He drops to his knees and sort of goes into a trance.
All right.
Mecha Lecha High.
Mecha got it.
And puts it in a... astral projects more or less to the lair of the Dracolich.
What are you trying to get? You're trying to get information about the Dracolich.
I can have a vision of the target as clear as if I were there. So I guess maybe like just sort of a layout.
Okay.
I want to know what awaits us there.
Your consciousness flies over the great forests of the north, and through the Knife Crag Mountains,
through the trees,
through a very narrow and dangerous pass.
You're the honest of the north.
You see.
Did you get me some orange soda there?
Thank you. I don't know. I had to volunteer to be the bad guy in this one.
I was about to do it, and then you did.
So. Well, I mean,
it makes sense though.
Somebody had to. You see a land formation that's a couple of miles away from the Spider Peak Abbey, where you were trained as a cleric. It is called the Starfall Ravine. And it is filled to the brim, pretty much, with thick chili. It looks like just a writhing mass of meat. You can see skeletons bleached of all flesh, yet somehow walking in the moonlight, sharpening blades against wet stones, readying combat armor. They look like they're preparing to mount some sort of invasion. You see a cave, well guarded, with they look like hulking beings made of this disgusting chili.
This is making me hungry.
You don't know how many people, how many animals, how many creatures they've had to strip the flesh off of and absorb into their disgusting amalgamation of a dish, but it's considerable. And you see the Dracolich again. A gigantic dragon, bleached of all, stripped of all flesh, bones bleached and polished, eyes glowing faintly in the darkness of the cave.
I think I want to see that.
Someone whispers the name Isadora. You see a flashback, an elderly man, a woman dressed in rags, and something that looks like a burlap sack with arms and legs and faces sticking out of it.
Mitch Troubadour.
Mitch Troubadour.
Oh,
exactly.
No. I thought he was with the.
You see the dragon and she is alive. She has flesh. Her skin is a brilliant yellow. She looks questioningly as these three approach her cave. The thing that looks like a burlap sack with arms and legs draws an enormous sword, flips through the air. The old man begins to wave his arms and incant, casting all kinds of harmful spells at the beast. And the thing, it must be some kind of golem, somersaults through the air and decapitates the dragon, slices off its head. Then you can see the last part of your vision. You can see the flesh golem thing literally flaying the skin from the dragon with its bloody blade.
Mm-hmm.
And a voice whispers to you, "She was friendly once before they killed her." And that's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch was a troubadour.
Okay. So wait, this is all your guys' fault?
That was in the past. That was in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe he's different now.
Well, that was the whole point of the fiasco. He wanted to not do that horrible shit anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was commanded to do that shit.
And be a troubadour.
Thank you, Ryan.
So the rest of you guys, you're spending Boars and Taros. You guys are spending the night in the wilderness.
Yeah, well, Taros has been living in the woods because I'm going to say like a month after they liberated Nettle, he got tired of living in a town.
Okay,
because that's weird. And so he was spending the nights in the woods, but then as things got more and more crazy, he just withdrew more and more.
Okay, so Taros hasn't really been around very much.
Well, Taros has been around when he's needed to be.
And all of this revolution shit is kind of...
Oh, none of that.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. Boris has very little to do with that as well, considering the fact that his parents he has little life for anyway, and they're not even in town anymore. So he kind of was there, kind of keeping a watchful eye over Brenton a little bit, because being his last remaining family. But as a whole, not you know he can come and go in town as he pleases because he doesn't piss anybody off.
Right.
But you know, but he doesn't he doesn't really dig on what's going on either.
And you stay away from my sister. Yep, now, pointy ear, fever, son of a bitch.
Pendril, as your mother is very obviously taking a high position in the revolution, what has your role in all of this been? Have you been just sort of taken along with it? Have you... obviously, you volunteered to be Avon's defense.
Yeah.
I would like to think there was a point in time where everybody loved me, that I was accepted, and then just one little thing just turned them all on.
Right after we rescued
Yeah, about 20 minutes you had, and it was good.
I figured
2 weeks.
Okay.
All right. I figured for the first few months, like, I started building a good reputation, and then all of a sudden this happened.
I think Pendril sees some merits in worshipping... you know, he sees like, some good qualities in the mother, you know.
Harmonia.
Yeah. He definitely thinks some there's people taking it too far.
Because they're tossing people into a portal to another dimension from which they'll never return.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think Pendril...
I think it would be some great irony that I helped create that portal.
Ooh, that would be really cool, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Look what I did! I made the portal!
Good! Now get into it!
He's... I think Pendril definitely is following in the good, you know, in, you know, good qualities of him.
But he's trying... He's trying to lead by example, I guess, by espousing and showing the good qualities of Harmonia and none of the... bloodthirsty revolution type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look past that part. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just stop murdering people. Please. Please stop murdering people.
For the love of Harmonia, please stop murdering
people. But then again, I think Pendril also sees, like, you know, a bard. I think he reads a lot, so I think he sees good in a lot of different religions. But, yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, as you know, it's the big thing is Harmonia, I guess, so he's definitely a...
Harmonia, the crazed sweeping Wilsonshire.
I don't know.
See, I think Brenton thinks that there's that somebody is impersonating Harmonia
or manipulating things somehow.
I mean, I don't think
very well could be.
Pendril, I don't think he would worship just one religion. I think he sees the good qualities in everything. But yeah, right now he's leading by example, showing people like who if they want to worship Harmonia, this is how you should do it.
Tavros feels his pilgrimage is not yet done. So he has stayed.
Also, he wants to make sure his mom is safe and happy, as is his sister. He's the man of the house now, damn it! He's going to protect his women.
Well, the people in the forest here, Tavros, are fucking crazy.
People in the forest?
Well, you know, the Nedlers.
Oh, yeah, no, they're...
And the forest has definitely taken a turn for the worse since you guys...
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what Tavros has been spending most of his time doing, is trying to protect the forest. But Tavros and Bors have been spending time together. And I feel we have a cave. I have this great idea. There's like a rock in the forest that some people know is just a rock. So as we're leaving, we're walking through the woods... Back to our home, and we come to this rock, and there's just one side that's completely covered in vines, and Tavros just leans in and whispers to the vines, and they part and reveal a crevice in the rock that we can walk through, and it opens into a sort of cave.
Even boars.
I love that.
Wolf.
I love watching him do it. Boars, can you ask him to do it again? That's so cool.
And then there's a torch like in the wall.
Right.
And Tavros just whispers to that too,
and it bursts into flames. That's awesome. All right. So boars, why don't you add your cave?
All right, that's okay with you.
Of course.
And so, I mean, you can get in normally because you know where it is.
Right.
You
can park there's a nice tree outside with a branch on it. And...
but everywhere, I mean, for everyone else, it's just a rock covered in vines.
We've cut all the low-lying branches off the surrounding trees.
No, Boris has just managed to... Wolf has just managed to break all of them.
They're all gone.
Over
all
the past few months.
Okay, wait. So, okay.
So it would be Nettle adjacent.
Nettle's here.
What is that? That's the bandit camp. Maybe or like
you'll go back
over there. Yeah.
All right. Oh, here. This is the lake.
Okay. And just for you guys for future reference, the special move that I made up, the get a free level move, when you reveal the thing that changed you, you roll. And then I will tell you more about it. So when you, if you want to, at any time, you can do this once. And I'll let you do it, I guess, any time in the next session or two.
Question. Well, do we lose our XP, or do we keep the XP we have?
You keep the XP you have. It's basically just like a free
level. It just pushes
level.
You up the next level.
Yeah.
But it triggers a flashback scene, and there are other consequences.
Wait, so say that again? The move is what?
When you reveal the thing that changed you, you roll.
Okay.
And I will tell you what the roll means when you do it.
Okay. It'll change.
I'm guessing mine is how when I lost my.
You're not as power hungry now. It seems. It seems like you're more trying.
I know what my change is. Are we revealing them now or are we revealing them later?
Whenever you want to call for it. So like,
as long as we all don't do it.
If you want to be the first, Boris, you can have your flashback as you're walking through the woods.
Okay.
Okay. So roll plus nothing.
Can I roll plus flashback?
No. Your flashback sets are all really low.
Damn it. Well, oh, so God. Yes, you
very
can
low,
roll,
very low number.
You
five.
Can roll plus flashback.
Yeah, I'm going to roll plus flashback when it comes to this.
Plus flashback. Okay. So, on a 10 plus, choose 2. On a 7 to 9, choose 3. On a 6 minus, the GM chooses for you.
Right. How many?
I'm going to go with 3.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you gain one level immediately.
Does that always happen?
Yes, I'm going to say that you know that's basically what happens. This is some
so
tragic event changed you.
Okay. You gain 1 point in one of.
It's on the back of the special moves. Oh. Level up.
It's on the back of the special moves.
Level up.
It's on the back of the basic.
Level up. Oh wait. Level up. Okay. Okay.
I've got a lovely bunch of cocaine.
The second thing that I'm going to choose for you.
Yes, sir.
Pick another character. Tell the group why you can no longer trust them as you once did.
Okay. Pendril.
You can no longer trust Pendril as you once did.
Did you ever trust me, to be honest?
So now tell us why.
Because he, because
his mom is,
yeah, because his mother is in, is you know high up in this religious order that did damage to my brother, of which I watched happen.
Okay.
And basically the revelation that I was saying is that Boris lived his whole life feeling that he did that, you know, that he didn't have anyone he had except for himself to rely on because his parents were ridiculously awful and his brother he just never got along with.
Right.
But then, after considering what happened at the battle of with Nettle, he realizes that the only thing he has left would be his brother, and regardless of their relationship, they still have a connection. And in an effort to. He never, being that Boris is not much on speaking, you know, his emotional states, he didn't have a chance to say anything. And then when he saw what happened
to
Brinton, it cemented the fact that he's got to watch over him. So that's why he doesn't stay in town, but he never gets very far away from town.
Okay. So basically, you saw how Brinton sort of got caught up in the Harmonia fever,
right?
And since Pendril and his family are part of that, obviously he can't be trusted.
Oh God, he's caught the Harmonia fever.
Okay.
Oh, he needs lots of best reds, bed rest, bed rest.
So,
and soup.
As a part of that one, you write a new bond with Pendril to reflect that. So you can choose.
A new bond.
You can write it yourself.
Okay.
It can be, I can no longer trust Pendrell because his family is involved in violence and madness or whatever, however you want to phrase it.
James Bond. James Bond.
Due to family connections.
Family.
What's wrong with being part of a family, huh?
Yeah.
You got a problem with family?
And the other thing I'm going to pick for you is change your alignment.
Ooh. Okay.
Tell the group about your turning point. So you can either pick one of the other alignments on your sheet, or I can give you, there's a list here of different alignments and their triggers.
Man.
So the alignments are chaotic, evil, good, lawful, or neutral.
Right. I was neutral.
Okay.
I'm going to switch to good based on the fact that Bors spent his life just reacting to things that good or bad. And he realizes that there's a lot more bad in the world, and he needs to do something about that. More people have to take an active role in protecting what's good in the world.
Okay, that's a
holy
good
crap! I'm making this shit up as I go.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point of Dungeon World. Do you have a good alignment option on your sheet?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to use that one? Because there are other.
Yeah. It's actually interesting. I have good endanger yourself to combat an unnatural threat. Dracolich.
Okay, yeah. So you are now good. You are seeking to rid the world of the presence of the Dracolich, to hopefully bring some kind of stability to this crazy screwed up revolution that you helped to start.
Right.
If I had to change my alignment, I'm going to go to evil and use magic to cause terror and fear, which is what my premonition was, which caused me to become good. So I'm going to become what I fear.
I would switch to chaotic.
Yeah.
Destroy a symbol of civilization.
I don't have chaotic.
All right. So James and Alex, I'll address you as your players since... Help me set up a scene with Brinton, Bors, and Pendrell, a flashback scene that can illustrate all this stuff we've just discovered about Bors.
Well, he said he saw whatever happened to Pendrell.
No, to Brinton.
My original thought was that he saw what took his eye.
Okay.
But we can change that and just no. I know
which is for
why he lost his eye because of the Harmonia thing. So we don't have to make it literal. I don't have to actually have seen it.
Could have seen it. That's fine.
Well, okay. How about this?
How about whatever we don't know what. What took Brinton's eye?
What if he comes to me after?
That's what I was gonna say. You're
with a healer.
In the temple.
And Pendril's there.
And Pendrell is there,
holding an eye for some reason.
What does it look like?
I a found this
boiled egg
thing.
So I'm unconscious.
So yeah, Brinton is unconscious. Is there a hospital or a healer's in town?
I would say there's a healer, not a hospital per se, but there's like the town healer.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mom was.
Yeah, your mom was a healer.
Your mom was a teacher. I remember.
Yeah, your mom was a teacher, but she was a healer. Well,
what if we make it your sister?
Okay.
That's what. Bored.
In that case, I've got a boner. Oh wait, no, I don't have testicles.
All right. So in that case, we'll say that it's at the manor house since the revolution has sort of taken up its headquarters there.
Brinton is in sackcloth.
Yeah, Brinton is unconscious. Meliandra is tending to his wound.
Didn't you have a spider tattoo on you?
Bandaging it.
You probably have to wear some kind of hat now or something. Just saying.
It could be the discovery of the Harmonia Shrine, which is...
You barge into the ward because you heard that your brother was injured somehow, and you catch sight of him in one of the beds. Pendrell is there. What do you do?
What is this? Explain yourself.
Well, it seems the court decided that your brother defied the word of the mother, and he had to be punished.
The court.
Yeah, that's it's the four people, my mom.
Your mom.
Well, yeah. Listen, it could have been worse. I talked them down from it. I it's my first time as a lawyer. I think I'm getting that.
Meliandra looks up at you and says, with bitterness in her voice, "You should be glad that they didn't put him through the portal."
Poor solace in that.
I wouldn't want to be put through that portal.
You're not there. You can't come and inject yourself in here. Hello!
You can't ejaculate into the scene.
What? Says you.
She finishes packing the wound, and Brinton moans in pain.
Oh, pain, Ed. Pain.
It's pain we're going for. Alright, apparently he gets off on pain.
Well, Brinton does self-flagellate.
Yeah, he does.
Worship his God.
For
his
God. This is far too weird for me, I'm out of here.
This is,
he's got an erection.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Says you.
So, Meliandra looks up and says, he'll live.
That's the positive. He's not in the portal. He's alive. He's here in this plane existence right now. So that's a good thing.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Gone. That depends. Gone. How many fingers am I holding?
I have it here. It's on this pencil. I don't know how it got on there.
I can show it.
This isn't a lollipop.
If you want. It's around.
Pendril, don't be morbid.
No. I want to see it.
He's looking at you, kid.
All right, show it to him.
Is it in it?
I'm guessing it would probably be like in a jar.
Yeah,
or something.
It's like in a jar.
In a little box.
No, it's in a cloth.
Okay,
yeah.
It's in a cloth.
All right, so Pendril takes a bloody cloth out of his pocket,
yeah.
And opens it in front of Brinton's single remaining eye.
It looks like a hard-boiled egg.
But that's what I said, right, Molly?
I have other patients to tend to.
Well, thanks for taking care
feel
of
free,
me.
She looks at you, Boris, and says, feel free to stay as long as you like.
Oh, God.
You're in good standing with the Revolution.
I look at Brinton, and I say,
they'll pay for this, brother.
No. Because they're right. Harmonia is the only way.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum.
Not in my world. Not in the world I want to live in.
Harmonia does have some good teachings. That's not.
Hold your tongue, boy.
Oh, boy? You're only a couple years older than me, you...
Pen, Meliandra puts her hand on your shoulder. Maybe we should leave them alone.
All right. Fine.
As he leaves, I say,
I know what it's like to have a mother who's not a good person.
Oh, there goes my comic relief.
I wouldn't know.
Ooh, a little tension there.
As you open the curtain flap, her laughter is the best medicine.
It really is.
It's grown back.
All right, so
you hear that down the hall. I'm trying to cheer up.
I think whoop is obviously the noise of
an eye growing,
back. You didn't have to explain it, Derek. Come on, everybody knows that's the sound of an eye growing.
Okay, what's this? Boing. What is that?
It's not like Ed went. Plorp. I know that's obviously the sound of a spleen regenerating,
right.
Which many most people
I
don't.
I always
know.
Get that confused.
It's usually muffled by the rest of the abdomen.
Exactly. Oh.
All right, so yeah, we have that little flashback, and we flash back to Boris and Teyros entering their cave. Boris has a far off look in his eyes. He remembers the past.
Remember. Teros takes the torch and lights. There's a fire pit in the center of the cave, and he sticks it in there, and it rekindles the fire. It burns low, though, because we're still sort of living in secret.
Teros goes, oh, he's flashing back again.
Ah, he's doing his flashback again.
Printed.
I feel like there wouldn't be a lot. Like, you guys just kind of sit in the cave staring at the fire. Like, that's pretty much the most of what you guys do.
We talk to boars.
We talk to Wolf.
Wolf.
We could both talk to Wolf.
All right. So we cut from the cave and the slowly crackling fire to the dungeon.
Another crackling fire of a torch.
Yes, the crackling fire of a torchlight.
That's it. It zooms in on our fire and then comes
out of the torch. Nice. Well, we pan over past a guard who is snoring, you know. Excuse me, into the cell where Avon is.
He's not sitting. He's on his back with his legs up the wall, holding the book over his face, just kind of flipping through the pages. And then he turns upside down and then flips through the pages again, as if, like, kind of just glancing at it, but trying to do past the time.
You hear a voice. The voice of an old crone.
Uh-oh.
Well, now, young man.
I drop the book up right on my face. Oh, yeah, I'm muffled, so...
Right on my face.
I'm gagged.
This is a fine mess you've gotten us into.
He's looking around. And he rolls off the thing, not very gracefully.
Wait, if your hands are free, why don't you ungag yourself?
You're still manacled.
I'm still manacled.
You could ungag yourself.
Oh, no. We could say that there's like a chain around his waist, so he can't lift his hands.
Oh, so he can't lift his hands?
But my hips just don't bend that way. I can't. I just can't. The ribs get in the way. I just can't bend that low.
His hips don't lie.
Yes.
Well... Are you going to take me out of here?
He's still looking around.
And he mumbles
like, "Oh."
Under your bunk is a bag, a burlap sack tied with twine.
I kick it.
Ow!
Not like forcefully, like, you know, poke kick it to just kind of move the bag to see if.
You don't need to take me out of here. Young man.
I bend down and I open up the bag.
You reveal the head of Yikix.
Oh, God.
I just roll away. just wave my hands wildly at the bag.
Now, what are you going to do?
Shrugs his shoulders. Kind of not much I can do being bound and gagged.
You and your friends just had to go and start this little revolt, didn't you?
He nods agreeingly.
Who's going to get me my body back?
He points to himself.
You? You're going to get my body back for me. Well, I'll tell you what, young man. You go out there and you get my body back, and I will call us even. You don't owe me the gold anymore.
And he starts dancing around the cell.
Ugh. Can you pick me up off this floor? It's filthy.
I pick her up and I put her on...
Gently.
I put her on the pillow.
Thank you. I've been trapped in that bag for days.
Yeah, there's not much I can do. I'm bound and gagged. So this is a very one-sided conversation.
Okay. Would you? I have an itch. Could you behind my ear?
He goes to the wrong ear.
No, other ear.
Okay.
Little higher.
Okay.
Higher. Ooh, right there. Yes, back and forth. Oh, thank you. Right. So you find my body, you bring it back to me, and we'll call the deal even.
Gives you two big thumbs up and does a cheering shout.
All right, so everything coming up Avon.
Except, you know, being in prison.
Except, yeah, being in prison and almost exiled to another plane of existence. And the mob that wants his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Other than that.
Everything's coming up Avon. All right, so does anybody do anything plot-worthy or interesting between now and the time when you get together to set off on your quest?
I strip down naked and hit myself with a flail.
Okay.
I commune.
You can commune. Avon, if you want, they will take off your manacles, and you can take different spells if you like.
Yes, I'm gonna. Yes, I gotta change up.
I'll talk to my mommy. I'll talk to mommy.
All right. Let's say the offices of the Revolution are in the cleared out bedroom of Lord Edwardson on the second floor of the manor house. Mm-hmm. So you ascend the stairs, and there are two guards on either side of the door to your mother's mm-hmm. office.
The gentleman or ladies, I'm not sure which, because you're wearing armor, so it's very hard to tell.
Brother Pendril, are you here to see the chairwoman?
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Right, we will go announce your presence.
Thank you.
I don't know.
they one of them pokes their head into your mother's office and comes in. And please, come in.
Okay, thank you.
They close the door behind you. Lord Edwardson's four-poster bed has been taken out of the room, and again, as I said, everything, all of the finery has just been stripped out. He had fine wallpaper and paintings, and everything has just been taken out or painted over. There is a fireplace with a roaring fire in it. And a desk in front of the fire. Your mother is seated behind it, and she has a goblet of wine. Oh. She is drinking from. She says, "Hail Harmonia."
Hail Harmonia. Hello, mommy.
I
brought you some dinner.
Thank you, son. I appreciate it.
You know, you should eat more. I tell you, you work too hard. You don't eat.
Well, being the political anchor behind the revolution is a lot of responsibility.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't eat. As Harmonious says, you should, you know, don't skip on dinner.
That's one of Harmonious songs.
Psalm 46. Don't skimp on dinner. Don't
skimp on dinner.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing there.
Thou shalt not skimp on dinner.
Thou
right?
shalt not skimp on dinner.
You must eat from each of the four food groups.
Right. Thou shalt eat a balanced meal.
Hey, try to find out why they're setting me up.
Thou shalt eat of the cake that thou art offered. So your mother smiles and she says, "You know Harmonious teachings well."
I mean, that's. I'm good at picking up stuff from books, like songs and histories. Plus, I mean, it was a good read. As I said, the beginning was really interesting. The ending, well, man, that took a turn. And then the middle was great as well.
Right, just as exciting.
Yeah, just as exciting as everything else was.
As is all the committee-approved literature. Yeah. Your mother says, I worry about you, Pendril.
Why?
I showed your friend Avon mercy earlier by releasing him into the custody of Brinton.
Yeah.
Poor man. Lord knows he's proven his loyalty to Harmonia.
That's true.
But... The people don't seem happy with my decision.
Well, you know, not everyone's gonna agree with every decision you make. It's just gonna, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, Pendril, I'm not some ruler. I'm not a queen.
No.
I am an instrument of the people and of the people's will.
Yeah. I get that. It's I'm just saying, you know, people just never see no 100% sees eye on anything, you know? I mean, not everyone loves ice.
Especially not Brenton.
Not everybody sees eye to eye.
And I tell you, Brenton,
not Brenton.
Brenton's a hard sell.
On behalf of all one-eyed people out there, by the way, fuck you.
Hey, Ryan, I'm representing.
That's true. That's our word, Cyclops. Anyway.
I mean, not everyone loves ice cream, and I mean, it's, who doesn't like ice cream? Come on.
Lactose intolerant people.
But your mother looks very severe, and she walks around her desk setting down her wine, and she says, "Listen to me, Pendril. You have to be very careful with the company you keep. These are very unsettling and unstable political times."
Wait, did you basically say I can't hang out with my friends anymore?
I'm saying the
people who started the revolution.
I'm saying that popular sentiment has obviously turned against your friend Avon, and he might not be the wisest person to hang around with.
We have the exact. Okay.
It might not be safe.
Do you know something I should know?
I just worry about you, my poor boy. You disappeared for all those years. And I finally have you back. I don't want to see you cast into the portal to Discordium.
Oh, I would not. I would not like that either.
She walks over and starts giving you a sensual massage.
Oh. She hugs you for an uncomfortably long time.
I also would not like any of the other punishments that Harmony has put out. Well, to be honest, honestly, those punishments are not in the book. I think people just made that up, to be honest.
Harmonia only punishes the deserving.
Well,
girl.
Yeah.
Don't fuck
your
mom. Don't fuck your mom.
I guess it's up to interpretation of how she wants to punish, I guess.
Just be careful that you don't find yourself on Harmonia's bad side.
No, I'll try not to. Speaking of not hanging out with Avon, I'm just gonna take a trip. I think tomorrow I'm going to go on a nice trip into the woods for maybe, I don't know, a week or so. I'm not sure when I'll come back, or if I'll come back. Something might happen, because it's, I don't know, it's dangerous times now.
It is dangerous, Pendril, and... I fear for you. You're... very important to me and to your sister, and we are very important to the revolution. If you were to fall into royalist hands,
fall into the royalist hands. Watch out for them.
If the forces of good King William were to seize you,
or just King William,
I have.
They refer to him as good King
full
William.
Full disclosure.
Ironically.
Full disclosure, we got, you know, we did make promises to the Dryads, and we haven't seen them through yet, because, you know, stuff has happened, and we should start doing that.
You should show more faith in Harmonia. The Mother Goddess is stronger than nature.
There's a Draco, but I mean, the Dryads are gonna kill. his thing is getting really tight. And you know that they did help us with the revolution, and we should definitely.
Okay, so here's the thing, Meyer. You're gonna by talking with your mom like this, you're activating parlay. You have to parlay with your mom.
Okay.
As long as that's all you're doing.
My mom.
You gotta do her in the butt.
You don't have to do her in the
back.
Is it an option?
I mean, anything's an option, but that would get really awkward to roleplay out.
LARP it.
No, I did. I got it was like charisma. Plus two, so I got eight.
Terrible.
Ten. No, wait, six, 11. Nine, 11.
Where did you come up with these things?
I got an 11.
Where does your mind stay that you say these things?
What, nowhere good.
I got an 11.
LARP it. That was your whole plan.
LARPing.
Tendril?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
If you go into the woods...
Take this with you. It's dangerous to go alone.
You have to promise me... You have to promise me to go undercover.
Uh-oh. You are no longer Pendril.
You
are Hendril.
So here's the thing. Yeah, she's gonna ask you.
Okay.
She's gonna basically disavow you.
Oh no!
Because
bitch.
if you get captured by anybody who's an enemy of the revolution,
uh-huh.
then they can use you to force her to do what they want.
Yeah.
Ooh, like sexy things.
But if she makes it known that that she doesn't care about you as your mother and
my son is a poopy head.
basically yes.
Kill him, he's worthless.
My son is an enemy of the state. And
so that's the way you're gonna have to leave it. So she tells you if you're gonna go and do this, you're basically like, because sentiment has already turned against Avon. She can guarantee your safety long enough to get you out of town. But you can't come back because you'll be an enemy. You'll be lumped in with him as an enemy of the people.
That doesn't make. Brendan's going to. I can accompany him. I'll bring Susan, and it'll be a lovely time. He's going on a crusade. He can come back, right? Why can't I just go on the crusade with him?
It works out just fine. All right, so
when we give ourselves over to the will of Harmonia, we give ourselves over to the will of the people, Pendril.
Well, the people wanted to punch me in the face today.
Yes, they wanted to punch you in the face. They're a bloodthirsty, ravening mob, Pendril.
That's not Harmonia's ways whatsoever. Did they even read any of the book? Good grief.
We trust that our goddess has our best intentions in mind.
Hey, listen.
But what those intentions might be and... Who might have to fall before they realize
they are bastardizing this book. I mean, it teaches, it's love and equality, but not punching people in the face. And
look, Pendril, if you go, I can't guarantee what state things will be in when you get back. I don't want to see you dragged into the portal and cast into Discordia.
Can I at least say goodbye to them tomorrow, then? I can't go with them?
Well, that's the thing. She's telling you can go, but...
I want to come back as my home. I like it here. I got my sister, my mom, and Susan.
No, we're taking Susan.
Every time we try to do good for Nettle, it just gets worse. Like, you were gone for a while and came back and they were enslaved.
That's your choice. She's telling you if you go, then it might look bad because you're going with Avon. And
who did nothing wrong.
Well, that's not the way the angry mob sees it.
What if... Okay, how about this?
This is revolutionary France during the Terror. It's not like...
They started killing themselves.
Right. There was no saving people from the guillotine.
Okay, so how about
great
this?
Job, buddy. Wait a minute, you didn't call me citizen.
Okay, I get you. I'm going on a diplomatic meeting of the Dryads, and I'm just flying with either Gilda or Davos to there, and they won't see me at some point just... coincidentally meeting up with them and following them.
If you can arrange a different cover story. I mean, the other thing too is if you go out without bodyguards
or makeup.
I have griffins, they're badass.
Or in the wrong shoes.
Oh, I shouldn't have worn my heels.
Gilda and Davos.
Fucking blood on my fucking shoes.
All right, I can rationalize that. You go out tomorrow with Gilda and Davos.
Okay. So then, yeah, I'm going to go on a nice diplomatic meeting with the Dryads and see how our relations are, and smooth them out.
I don't know why Ed's laughing, but it's got to be nothing good.
And then I'll, party noises.
And maybe, well, maybe it's, you know, and that, I'll leave it at that. And I'll see you in a week or so.
All right. You go with your friend. You go with Gilda and Davos. Nobody sees you with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you well enough that if you are captured,
I'll kill myself.
No, just don't say. Well,
don't tell them who you are.
That's extreme.
She goes. She goes. That is a bit extreme.
I bite the side. I capsule of my tooth.
You have your new poison gas tooth.
That is also a bit extreme. Just don't tell them who you are, Pendrell.
Okay.
I'm not Pendrell. I'm
Schmendrell.
I'm Drillpen.
All right.
Awesome. I'll never get it.
I'll just say my name is Schmello.
Schmello. You're going to have to come up with a more convincing name than that. Here. Here's a list of random names.
Well, those are human names, though.
Lurdnet.
Ooh, there are elf.
What's wrong with Schmello?
Schmello the elf. It's a great name.
When you get to the end of the Pendrell scene, I have a question.
Okay.
Just change it to Lurdnet.
Just jump to the future.
Metalier.
Jump to the future. We're riding at the back of a wagon. Oh, look, gods. Pendrell just starts to take a cyanide capsule out of his
pocket. No, they haven't captured us yet.
Okay.
Hey, can we talk to you for a second?
No.
He's been itching to use that cyanide.
Come up with something.
Okay, so
it's a good learn net. With water.
Just do learn net.
So your mother wishes you well on your journey, and
are you going with Schmello?
Say learn net.
Please don't go with Schmello.
Why? That's wrong. What's wrong with Schmello?
It is not an elvish name.
It is not a good elvish name.
There's always room for Schmello.
Does she say that? You're going to have to come up with something better than
Schmello. Yeah, she does say that.
Okay. In my head, I can't come up with
Lord Schmello.
Yes, would be great for the egalitarian revolution.
Maybe she should suggest whatever name.
All right.
Go as Lord Schmello.
Mithralan. Mithralan.
Lord Mithralan. Okay, I'll learn Mithralan. So that's your alias. If anyone asks, you're Mithralan.
Mithralan Underhill.
Go with Lurdnet.
The fourth.
Why don't you go my dad's name?
Mithralan.
I don't think we've ever named your dad.
Mithralan.
Your dad's name was Mithralan.
What was my dad's name? Schmello.
He was some lucky fellow. All right,
I'll go with dad's name. That sounds good.
All right, so if anyone asks, your name is Mithralan.
Okay.
From the land of Mithril.
May Harmonia go with you, son.
Right. And Harmonia with you.
And also with you.
In the name of the Father, the Son. In
the name of the Mother, and
the
mother.
The Holy Mother.
And the Holy Bosoms.
And the boobies. Those life-giving boobies.
The holy breasts. Amen.
In the name of Harmonia.
Milk, lemonade.
Round the corner, fudge is made.
This has gone dark.
Wait, now it's gravitas. Gravitas.
Before we lose all of the...
12 people died.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the gravitas.
I'm going to pee now.
Okay, so Derek, you had a question.
Continuing with the way the character changed, and doing my checking of my advanced moves,
uh-huh.
I have a move called God Amidst the Wastes, which says dedicate yourself to a deity, name a new one, or choose one that's already been established. You gain the commune and cast a spell cleric moves, and when you select a move, treat yourself as a cleric of level 1 for using spells.
Okay.
So I would think that kind of actually fits very well into the idea of what's going on. Basically, seeing what's going on has caused Boris to discover a shred of faith.
Cool. So you're multiclassing now?
Yes. So I need help. Do we name... We're going with the god or goddess of the hunt.
Okay.
But we're not going to go with the typical names. So we have...
Schmello?
Schmello is not on there.
No, we're not going to... Schmello, goddess of the hunt.
I have Divana, Wendish, Rundas, and Lelantos. Alex and I have those are the four we've come up with.
I like Wendish.
I like Wendish too.
Wendish is the one that was our number one choice.
Yeah, go with Wendish.
Wendish it is.
I like Shmello. All
right.
We've got to come across somebody named Shmello in this.
Goddess of the hunt?
God. Wendish is a god of the hunt.
Okay, Wendish is god of the hunt.
Yes. Divana would have been a girl. Rundus would have been a girl, I
think. Who knows?
I don't know. Wendish is a god of the hunt, though, so that's...
All right.
So, all right. So now, yeah. So now I'm multi-classed. Level 5 ranger, level 1 cleric.
And it's nice. Funny because one of my moves lets me pick a ranger move, so I can pick the ranger move that lets me pick cleric
moves. That's kind of hilarious.
Yes. So I don't know what that means as far as the cleric thing is concerned.
So you get all of if you want to copy down from Edgesheet.
First level spells.
I would say, considering the fact that he's very new to this whole thing, I want to give him one spell.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what you get.
But at first level, you
get two spells.
Okay,
but my idea behind it is he's not gonna commune for multiple spells. It's like he's got one thing.
Okay,
so here, look at the spells and.
I think as a first level cleric, you would get all of the things called rotes. Those would be like your orisons.
All right.
they're like the zero level spells, and then you get two first level. But if you want to limit yourself to one, pick one.
I think I bit my tongue.
Or that.
That is the worst.
I sneezed and bit my tongue. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll go to then.
I'm not happy.
But they're always. Yeah. They're always, okay.
Do you need some paper?
No. I have room here. I can write it down.
All right. All right. So you guys are going after the Dracolich.
Are we?
Yeah, Dracolich.
All right. So there are two ways you can go. You can go.
Travel by map?
You can travel through the... And this
through the
is,
trees. Can we tiptoe through the tulips?
No.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Well, the lair of the Dracolich is up in the Knife Crags.
Up in the Knife Crag Mountains, that's correct.
I'm going to make...
You got the map right here.
I'm going to make a big show of me going to see the Dryads, so then it takes the eyes off of them leaving.
It is here.
Jingle Keys.
Somewhere.
To take the eyes off of them leaving. I'm going to make a big show of me leaving.
Why do I have...
We actually should probably do it the other way around, because we're supposed to be leaving.
Here it is.
I'm taking him on a crusade.
We already left.
As his punishment.
Oh, okay.
On a quest.
Okay, so there are two ways you can go. You can go through the Chillfinger Pass.
People wonder where I am.
Which, as Ed saw before, is... blocked by a skeleton army that is preparing for combat, as well as several, meat golems. Chili golems, rather.
Those chili golems are nasty.
The other thing you can do is you can go underground through the Cutthroat Caverns. Basically, the Knife Crag Mountains are honeycombed with caves and tunnels and passages that can pretty much take you from the start of the pass anywhere to any of the major locations that you want to go to.
Well, we know that an army of skeletons and meat golems is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I might say the other one.
What do the rest of you think?
What's the other way?
The Cutthroat Caverns.
You see, it's just got a really ominous name.
So does Chillfinger Pass.
Yes.
I don't like this game.
Yeah, let's go through the Cutthroat Cavern.
Can we play Candyland instead?
There's always a town meeting, or not
except
everyone shows
they keep
up.
Changing all the characters' names.
But during it, I will announce that I'm leaving to go on a diplomatic mission
to Alderaan.
Yeah, to see the Dryads.
This is a consulship. We're on a diplomatic mission.
Just to,
if this is a consulship, then where is the ambassador? All right. So we can say there's another meeting of the Free People's Committee of Nettle, or the People's Free Committee of Nettle, or whatever the fuck I said it was.
Something I want to announce to them. People
something
wanna,
about you know, people and Nettle. I'm just gonna
and the Wolsonshire.
Did you take Cosphere?
It's a meet and greet. You know,
what's that?
Did you take Cosphere?
No.
I'm gonna take.
I took
Gilda and Davos with me to protect
and
me.
And I took magic weapon.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. Meyer, make me parlay once more and give like a farewell speech to the crowd that throws some attention off of yourself.
Oh, it's a nine. It's a nine.
I thought it said lunch.
Well,
I'll have you for lunch,
brothers and sisters.
I don't know how to take that.
I had a sign.
You just
from
wasted
the,
a really
mother.
Good role.
I did
last night. The land is that's the
land
the forest is dangerous.
It's
attacking us. It's not safe, so I'm decided I'm going to take it upon myself to talk to our brothers and sisters in the forest, the Dryads, who have helped us take back this town, who aided us, and maybe they can aid us once more to free the forest of these terrors.
Okay, the crowd is somewhat more docile than they were yesterday. But there are a couple of shouts. There are some boos when you know take the dais to give the to give your farewell speech. Your mother, the chairwoman, bangs her gavel and calls for order. Someone shouts out, "What proof do you have that you aren't in league with the transgressor Avon?" So you're going to have to show them some proof that, you know, you're not.
Maya just pulls out a gun and shoots him.
I have been a supporter of the mother since day one. And who was it who took out Brennan's eye? It was me who did it.
Bump, bump.
Bye. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That'll
do it.
You
that'll
piece of shit.
It was me. Boris is watching in the back, and he just clenches his fist.
I am going to enjoy killing you. Too bad I'm good now and I can't.
Yeah. Who had it?
I would kill you if I didn't change that check mark on my character sheet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I have followed every single thing that the mother has told me to do, and I must do this because I feel compelled that she is telling me this is what I now have to do now.
All right,
Joseph,
you
told me you're a big fat poopy head.
You silenced the crowd by, you know, admitting that you took a man's eye at the behest of the mother goddess.
Yeah.
And there, you know, the crowd just falls silent as you leave the great hall, climb on Davos's back, and
I'll go on in. All right, Davos, Gilda, can you please? Yes, let's go on a nice little journey to see the Dryads.
Davos growls, and you get the feeling that he is still on the fence about you, because from last time...
Oh, man, Davos, it's been 8 months, all right?
You just shouted to a crowd that you cut someone's eye out.
Well, I'm not...
Davos, it's been 8 months. Get over yourself. Come on, man. Your
all right, so you guys all meet up in the woods... I'm going to say that you have to make camp at least once between here and the pass. So,
where is Barnabas?
We haven't established that. I'm going to say this: when Eric comes to another game, we can work him in, however, if, because that is a big if with Eric. For this session, we will all refer cryptically to what happened to Barnabas and not decide anything concrete.
Okay, so they all, we have our like meeting place in the woods. And
well, wait, hold on. I want to do my flashback now.
Okay, so Ed, you're going to reveal the thing that changed.
So,
I just need to know one thing. When do I get my hands on him? That's all I need to know.
What?
Well, no. I was.
All I'm saying is let's not hurry that along.
Let's go
with that.
So I'm thinking.
I wasn't going to forward the story yet.
Oh,
I was just going to say we get to the woods and Taro says Barnabas couldn't come and someone just says, well, you know.
Well, okay. So
there's a great explanation for that.
So as he rides away and you know, Boris sort of looks at him, watches him fly off, you know, quivering with anger. I sort of give him a sideways look.
With the one eye you have left.
Yeah, with the one eye that I have left. I just say,
I love you.
Do not judge until you know all. And then I'm gonna sort of turn around and wistfully stare into the distance and walk through the gates
with his Highlander Highlander-esque flashback. Now, as he walks through the gates, the camera pans to what happened before.
So I think.
Well, first of all, you roll.
Okay.
First of all, you roll.
Don't get no rolls. I had nothing for that. Sorry.
You should have kept that.
That was a 6, Ed. You could have kept that.
You said you could have. Put it back.
Oh, I could keep the 6? Okay, so
too late.
Ten.
You rerolled
it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you have to choose 3. Your options are you gain 1 level immediately, you mark 1 debility and tell the group what scarred you, you change your alignment, tell the group about your turning point, and you pick another character, tell the group why you can no longer trust them as you once did.
Okay, so wait, give me the 3 again.
Wait, so gaining a level counts as 1 of the 3?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to do the level.
Don't do it. It's a trap. All
right, yeah, you gain the level.
Right. What are the other ones?
Mark a debility and tell the group what scarred you.
Okay. So that's like one of these boxes?
Yeah.
And that would be permanent?
I'm going to say that, yeah, this one would be permanent. You can't get this back by a healing potion.
Where are the debilities?
It's the little, in your stats?
Yeah.
The little boxes between the stat and the modifier?
It's a permanent -1 for one of your, like, perception is closely aligned with, like, wisdom. So you might mark your wisdom debility or your con because you're, you know, you've been physically disfigured.
Right.
Let's see.
I could go with scarred.
Yeah, you could go with scarred. That's true. So that gives you a permanent -1 to your charisma.
Okay, I'm gonna go with scarred.
Okay, so that's you're scarred. Obviously, you've had your eye cut out. So
right.
We've established that already.
did we? Wait,
it's a level.
You don't have an eye?
And one more, right?
Yeah, one more.
Where were
the
you?
Level,
you
the
were,
level,
you were being,
the scar.
Tried and almost killed.
And you can either change your alignment and tell the group about your turning point, or pick another character and tell the group why you can no longer trust them as you once did.
I am going to change my alignment, I think.
Okay. So you can either pick one of the other alignments on your sheet, or I've got a big list of stuff.
What are the other? Yeah, read me the list.
Okay.
Please.
Hang on.
Alignments
are chaotic, evil, good, lawful, and neutral.
Chaotic.
And then there's options that you can pick for each one of those.
What's chaotic?
Chaotic. Break an unjust law to benefit another. Defeat a tyrant. Destroy a symbol of civilization. Free somebody from literal or figurative bonds. Leap into danger without a plan. Reveal corruption.
I'm going to go with chaotic.
Okay, so you're changing from what?
From lawful.
From lawful. Ooh.
Wow, that is a 180,
you
sir.
Completely flipped. Now I'm thinking that poor Brinton is just like, civilization is crap. Everything is crap.
That was his lawful eye.
The world should burn.
Well, his lawful eye. Religion is destroyed.
Yeah, so do you want me to read the other... you have to pick one of these, and that's your XP condition.
Okay.
So it's break an unjust law or to benefit another, defeat a tyrant, destroy a symbol of civilization, free someone from literal or figurative bonds, leap into danger, which you've already kind of done. You saved Avon. Leap into danger without a plan, reveal corruption, reveal hypocrisy, spur others to significant and unplanned decisive action.
I think I'm going to go with reveal corruption.
Okay, reveal corruption. So anytime you reveal corruption in a session, you mark XP now.
Okay. I think that's his motivation.
All right. So let's...
I have when people are angry at me, I like to fuse a tense situation.
Yeah.
All right. That was my neutral.
So at the end of the session, you mark XP.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought it's when you...
No. With the bonds and the alignments, you mark it at the end of the session.
Gotcha.
All right. So what... I'll ask you, Brendan, what flashback do you want to set up?
I think we should go back. I think that what I'm thinking is that the reason that he took my eye is because he needed to.
Okay.
Like, I made him take my eye because if they didn't take my eye, I was going to be like
thrown
into a portal or something.
All right. So I will say that the scene is the Dungeon of Harmonia in the basements of the temple. Same torch and layout that we saw before. This time, when the camera pans over to the cell, Brinton is occupying the cell, and Pendrell. Walks in past the guard with a tray of food because Pendrell seems to bring everybody food.
Yeah, I'm a good cook.
The guard says to you, "Food like that's too good for the likes of that of this traitor."
Well, let's as the good book says, you don't waste good food.
He's an enemy of the people, brother.
He can't very well starve. He can't, face trial. He starves right now.
Oh, that's right. You haven't heard.
What?
He was sentenced this morning.
What? I'm his lawyer.
Yes, well.
Apparently, Harmonia's justice is swift.
Was the will of the people. Your mother pronounced the sentence herself.
What? Oh, my God.
Yes, she said that my sinner's eyes had seen... had been reading the texts of a false god, and that as long as I possessed them, I must be cast out into Discordium.
You're sadly short-sighted.
And now you're missing an eye, so, if you know what I mean.
So what's the punishment?
They're going to throw him in the portal.
That's a bad one. I mean, okay.
Your mother pronounced the sentence with true strength. She is a true instrument of the people's will.
Yep. All hail. Kind of
hail Harmonia.
Okay.
The guard leans over and spits into the food and looks at you and says, "Enjoy your last meal, traitor." Yes. And then saunters off.
Well, it's still good. I mean, it has spit in it, but it's still delicious.
You can scrape the spit off.
Yeah.
Has he gone?
He's gone.
Yeah, he left you alone.
He's gone.
I need you to do something for me.
What? But You're gonna get torn in the portal.
Perhaps not. I have an idea to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, not a stone.
Well, not a stone, per se. I need to know what's going on here.
Okay.
This sudden... This sudden wildfire spread of this goddess is disconcerting. I wish to know where she came from.
Okay.
In order to do that, I need, as you well know, to suffer. Oh. And as I'm bound, I can't quite do it myself.
Okay. Do you want me to whip yourself? Or?
Well, as I said, my eyes were sentenced as the offenders, not myself.
I'm not following you. Maybe I am, I just don't want to.
My left eye.
Okay.
My lawful eye.
The eye that makes me respect civilization.
When
never liked that eye.
When the clerics came upon me, I had a monocle in my left eye that I was using to read over some forbidden papers.
Yeah.
In reality, they were just Arachnus's words. Well, it was just the left eye that read the words. It was just the left eye that sinned.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Don't make me cut out your left eye. Ugh.
This will not be pleasant for either of us.
Oh.
Either.
But I must commune with Arachnus to learn of what is afoot.
Oh, you
and
said.
Pain is the only way.
I'm sorry,
to
but...
To commune.
Yeah.
And without my left eye, well, I'm not a sinner anymore.
Right, it's a circus, Pendril. You know, if you go... Yeah. If you say that... If you go to the mob and you say that he cut out his left eye to, you know, cut out his offense, they might give him a second shot, so... Right. It might just save him from spending the rest of his life in a horrible realm called Discordium.
Oh. Okay. Alright, well... Alright. Okay. Well, at least first eat the food, and then I'll do it.
I'm not sure that I want to have a full stomach.
On the tray, I'm going to say that there's actually a knife, a very sharp, for cutting meat.
Or there's just a spoon.
Actually, yeah, they wouldn't give him a knife because he's a prisoner. So, yeah, just a spoon.
But let's... Pendril reaches over to his belt to take out a knife. No. That won't be painful enough.
Okay. Then what?
His eyes just dart quickly to the spoon and then back to Pendril.
Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry, man. I failed you as a lawyer and I'm gonna fail you as a friend. Oh my. I'm a failure as a friend. This is the worst.
You have never failed me in any way.
Oh, man. Kangaroo Court, that was what it was.
It's a circus.
Listen.
An anti-circus?
Yes, it is a kangaroo court, and this is exactly why you must do this.
What is
it? Because...
Anti-circus?
Without us, without the six of us, there is no hope for this realm.
Okay.
None of us can be allowed to... fall prey to this false goddess. You must spread the word to all of them, especially Avon. Play their game.
Because he is the key master.
Avon must hold his tongue.
not good at that.
I know, that's why I said especially Avon. We must play their game.
Okay.
To root out whatever it is that is doing this.
Okay. Well, well then, shall we begin?
You must do what you must.
Like a bite on, like a something like a bite, bite on, or
no.
All right. Well, here goes. I'll try to be careful. Keep my hand true.
I'm.
That's my nose.
No, other eye. All right. So I think the camera just pans out.
But, yeah, and then there's a scream. The scream goes silent, and there's a maybe like a flash frame of Brinton's face with the spoon jammed into his eye socket and like a tear of blood just trickling down his cheek.
Well, that's unnecessary.
And then Brinton finds himself in the center of the web.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time that your god is conspicuously absent.
And that's when I find out that everything...
You see...
Everything is destroyed.
Everything is destroyed. Yeah. The corruption of the Dracolich is on your order. And you catch sight of the prior of the order, whose name is Brother Remigius. He is the only one not bound by the silk web of the spider god, and you catch sight of him. He's wearing the sigil of the Dracolich. It looks like a big dragon skull, and you see the eyes glowing, burning in the darkness, and you hear the familiar laughter for the first time. You know, calling back to the first communion that we did earlier. And that's what Arachnus gives you. So you are charged with exposing the corruption that has besought your order.
Okay.
And you will do whatever is necessary. Mm. Including giving up your eye, apparently.
Yeah.
It's magic. He'll get a new eye at some point.
All right. So
is that what happened to you, Ryan?
Yes. I was stabbed in the eye with a spoon by an elf.
It's a good story.
They do that a lot.
That's
a much better story than, I was born with it.
I gave up my eye to serve my god.
did you get anything good out of it?
I got a lot of pain, and I got really disturbing visions.
Oh, and you got us.
Yeah, and I got you guys.
For his illusion.
You guys are my illusion companions that my god sent me to help me pass the time.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. I'm sorry.
I wish I had an illusion will.
All right. So I think that this is, since we haven't actually had any encounters yet.
Actually, I think I'm going to take the debility to dexterity.
Okay.
Not charisma. Like, because...
So you're shaky?
Yeah.
Because you have no depth perception.
Yeah.
Okay. I will let you do that. But whichever one you pick, it's permanent from now on. It won't ever be cured.
Right.
Alright. So in that case, we'll say the camera there's a dissolve. Brinton raises a flask of water to his lips with one shaky hand.
And misses?
Yeah, he has a drinking problem, so he pours water all over himself.
So where are we going this time?
He takes a long swallow, and then...
Badum.
No Barnabas.
Badum. Badum.
Well, you know.
Avon kind of...
I didn't say you guys couldn't imply things about what happened.
No, I'm not implying. It'll come as it continues.
As we're out of sight of the town, I hold up my shackles and start jingling them by you to unlock me.
Yeah, I'll unlock him.
Okay, you have the key, so you do so.
I pull the gag out. Finally! Oh my god, there was a talking head in my cell. It wouldn't shut up all night.
Yes, I couldn't imagine what that was like. How are you, Avon?
Can't believe it. You say one little thing and all of a sudden they throw the book at you. Literally, they threw this book at me. And I hold up the Book of Harmonia.
The Book of Harmonia.
You got off easy.
Oh, no. That town hates me. And more than when I burned down the tavern.
At least you were able to walk in without being shot on sight. Not all of us are that lucky.
Yeah, the town's taking a dark turn.
All the more reason to be frugal with your words, Avon.
I'm sorry, when I opened the portal I said, wow, maybe Harmonia might be real, and then all of a sudden, heretic!
Well, we won't have to worry about that. We'll worry about that where we're going.
Well,
no Harmonia with the Dracolich.
Let's do this. I can get this thing off my neck and get the kiss from the Dryad.
All right, and with that, you guys, the five of you, walk off into the proverbial sunset, into the great pine forest of the north, and season two of the Nettle Crusades. Pendril is flying atop Davos. We said you were.
Yeah, yeah. At some point,
But we were at our meeting place.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Probably like a mile outside of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that will be our first session. So you guys are going for the.
We brought Susan with us, right?
Oh yes. Who has Susan? I guess.
Well, Ed.
Brinton.
Because he was flying. You can't bring a donkey in a carriage flying. So I.
He was flying. Avon was in your charge, and the two of them were just in the woods. So I'm going to guess that you rode out on Susan and on the cart.
Maybe Davos is jealous of Susan.
So, Avon, are you riding on the cart?
Yeah, I figured I'd be in
there.
You would have to be.
He's tied to the...
Taros and Bors, are you guys riding on the cart as well?
I'm not riding.
Oh, he's tied to the back.
I'm tied to the back of the cart, and I'm being forced to walk.
Yeah.
Wolf is riding in the cart.
Wolf is riding in the cart.
Bors, I'm walking without walking, Bors.
Bors, I'm getting cart sick, Bors.
He's on the back of the cart, like this on his head, on his paws.
Why
is him walking?
Why are all of my things covered in bear vomit?
Bors gets cart sick.
Bors?
Why is he looking at Bors me like that?
Wolf
gets car sick.
What? Why is he looking at me like that?
All right.
End of session. Did we learn something new and important about the world? I'd say sure as shit we did.
Oh, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Did we overcome a notable monster enemy? Not yet. Did we loot a memorable treasure? Not yet.
We learned of a large enemy.
Yes, you did.
I got one for defusing a tense.
Did anybody fulfill their alignment?
I did.
Either old or new?
Yep. Yes.
I did not.
Not yet. I gained a new bond, though.
Avon is reckless. I do not trust them. He was very reckless, and I...
Yeah.
Wrangled him.
I have showed Bors a secret right of the land.
You did.
Our hangout cave.
That's right. Our hangout cave.
So you guys can resolve
cave,
that one.
Literally.
How many points do you need again to level up?
Your level.
It's on your level up.
I think it's 10 plus your level.
It's level plus 7. Current level plus 7.
Never mind.
Current level plus 7.
So I need 13, which I don't think I got.
Current level.
So I need one more.
No, I need.
I can level up. Because I'm 3, and it's 10.
Since I was lawful for most of the game,
I'm level 5
at
now.
The end.
Well, you could resolve either old or new.
Okay, so I can do both
this time. Yeah.
Okay.
For this session.
Okay.
Anyway,
I would say that gouging out my eye to follow the precepts of my church
to learn about, you know, my order and everything was endangering myself to follow the precepts of my church or God.
Yeah, no, you could give yourself an XP for that.
When we resolve a bond, do we make a new one?
Yes. If you want to. You don't have to, yeah, but bonds give you, you have to roll plus bond when you help people, and it gives you experience if
you resolve. The spirit spoke to me of a great danger that follows Brinton.
Okay. And then I will give everybody their free point to give away. So,
oh yeah,
Meyer, who do you want to give your point to?
I give it to Ed for some good character development.
All right. I must strive to get closer to Bors. I sort of, even though he doesn't follow Arachnus, he has more faith. Can that? You know, the injury made us closer.
Yeah, no, that definitely can. And it reinforces the fact that you guys have been kind of apart for years.
Right.
And really, I am going to give my point to Derek for a cool character change.
I will gladly take that cool character change. I'm going to give my point to Ed because he lost an eye for it.
Yay.
I give my point to Meyer for defending me. In court.
I got punched in the face.
And punched in the face for me.
I am going to give my point to James.
Good old coffee.
I'm about to say, I don't know.
To James for...
coffee earned it.
Yeah.
Or Schmello.
I'm going to give mine to Schmello.
Yeah, give your point to Schmello. We'll find out who that is at some point.
He's a lucky fella.
Or she.
Or she.
She's a... It's
all right,
a lucky fella.
So, before we sign off, what did you guys think? Comments, suggestions?
I hated it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the worst game I've ever played.
I really like the change. I wish I would have had an opportunity to do something.
You will next
but,
game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but say, like, there wasn't
it's
much I could do.
When we get to the next,
I mean, gagging me and then having a talking scene doesn't really... help out.
I wanted to establish that Yikix had a bone to throw you. You know?
Yeah. Well,
you find out what happened to her body, and get it back for her, and she'll absolve you of the back rent that you owe her.
At least it wasn't clearing out the library of issues.
Oh, you don't know that might be.
We already.
You guys do your flashback, right?
No, never did Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer, the three of them.
Meyer was involved in mine. He was involved in Ed's.
Yeah, Meyer was involved in everything.
Okay.
Meyer's probably going to be involved in mine. I haven't even thought of what mine could be yet. So.
Oh, I know what mine is.
Yeah.
I have ideas, but I don't want to.
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to take things in a new direction and kind of add a wrinkle. And I figured, you know, a little bit of political intrigue and crazy revolutionary fervor would do that.
My mom. Hopefully she's not crazy. Maybe she's...
Hey, you named her for that. Like, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell
that's
you.
That's why I held my tongue. I did. I knew it was going to be bad, whoever was walking out that door.
I immediately threw myself into the fire. I'm like, you know what? It's just going to be something messed up. I'm going to jump in.
Very crazy.
Maybe she's also kind of hiding.
And I was like, uh-oh.
Well,
she's probably possessed or something.
I get the sense that your mother is also a little bit terrified.
Yeah.
Because she knows that the mob could turn on her at any second.
Yeah.
Is she crazy? She's very crazy.
Because I think when we came... I don't know. My mom does stuff for the greater good anyway.
The greater good.
She was the teacher and sort of the leader, and people naturally looked to her, and it made sense that you know she was the she is now the chairwoman of the of the People's Free Committee of Nettle.
She's like the
she's going to be like the it's going to get to the end of the game, and she's going to be like the leader of the Templars in Dragon Age 2. James got it.
I did.
Ryan Meyer. Raya Meyer.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. You seem to like the first scene and
I do.
Like,
no, I did. I like the slight change.
I knew something was going to be fucked up, so I had to put Avon right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well,
you made
you put Avon.
As I said, I had to put Avon right in the middle of it. So I knew something was going to be fucked up. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be the one that started something again.
I do.
I think that Britain's charade makes him feel so dirty that he enjoys hurting himself now.
If he didn't already before, he certainly thinks he deserves it. But yeah, I really like the direction that you took Brenton in, and I really like the direction that you took Boars in, Derek. I feel like you guys got a lot of great character development in this session.
Oh, for sure.
I thought that Alex made an interesting statement when he said, you know, at least they're not going to shoot you on sight.
Oh, I know what Taros has changed.
Oh, so do I.
I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
Nice. All right, well, we hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. We'll see you next time on the Nettle Crusades.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And there it goes.